Now it's time for the book report, brought to you by The Litography Project.
Ah, The Litography Project!
Shh! Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
Each book report, we ask Bay Area writers to tell us about a book that's meaningful for them. Today, we hear from San Francisco-based author Charlie Jane Anders.
We put up our tent on a dark green knoll outside of town by the train tracks and a seagull dump.
My name is Charlie Jane Anders, and my book report is on Geek Love by Katherine Dunn.
She bottle-fed an orangutan named Tripod.
Contrary to what you might expect, is not about computer geeks or people who fix, you know, your broken hardware. It's actually about circus geeks.
And Mighty Tiny on the saw.
And it's about this family who work at a circus, and business is not so good, so they decide to use chemicals and radiation and stuff to turn their children into mutants in the hopes that their children will be good circus freaks and they can make some money off of them. But one of the children, Arturo, aka Artie, aka the Aqua Boy, becomes kind of a religious cult leader and gets a huge following and basically makes the other kids' lives hell. You know, it's a very literary book, but it goes into all these very strange places with, you know, telekinetic characters and characters who have strange abilities. But also, it's just a book that really captures something very vital about being alive and dealing with your family and trying to figure out where you belong. It's just a book that keeps taking amazing risks, and they all pay off. But I love this one passage about Arturo, Aqua Boy, kind of speaking to his new audience / followers. The Aqua Boy changed again. For a while, he answered only generic questions distilled from the scrawled bewilderments and griefs that piled up on the 3x5 cards. Then he stopped answering at all and just told them what he wanted them to hear. Testifying, he called it. What Artie wanted the crowds to hear was that they were all hormone-driven insects and probably deserved to be miserable, but that he, the Aqua Boy, could really feel for them because he is in much better shape. That's what it sounded like to me, but the customers must have been hearing something different because they gobbled it up, and they seemed to enjoy feeling sorry for themselves. You might figure a mood like that would be bad for the carnival business, but it worked the opposite way. The crowd streaming out from Artie's act would plunge deeper into the midway than all the rest, as though cantankerously determined to treat themselves to the joys of junk food and simp twisters to make up for the misery that had just been revealed to them. The fact that people actually enjoy being told that they're terrible and being made miserable, and that this actually is good for business and makes them better consumers. It's ironic, but it feels true. It doesn't feel just like gratuitously ironic. It feels like a real observation about the messed up nature of human beings. It's also a book that captures this real feeling of what it's like to be an outsider and to feel, in some sense, that you're superior to normal people, which I think is something that isn't often acknowledged in books about outsiders and people who are unusual, is the sense of, like, kind of looking down on, as they're called in this book, the norms. It's just a great book about being different.